Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth. And the one time I tried to like get ahead of the game, get ahead of the ball, whatever a good saying is, I mess up and I lose all of the audio on my computer. So this is my second time doing the podcast. Well, okay, well, I only did like the first half, but still, it's not thrilling for me. And we are going to hold in the pee and hold in the back pain and try to make it not sound like we're out of breath. And in the third trimester, as my child kicks my bladder, and we're going to have an amazing episode. First things first, let's jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood this week is, I think after internalizing all of that stress from going to the hospital last week, I am feeling much more calm. I feel much more ready because, like I said, it was Wednesday and not anything was showing up for the nursery until like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All of the deliveries still had to come in. We had no bassinet. We had no crib. We had no changing table because it was all getting delivered. I mean, I'm only 33 weeks this week, so that's kind of like a normal time for deliveries to come in. And I wasn't like super, you know, stressed or worked up in like the moment, but I think I just kind of like internally, like my nervous system got unregulated. So I really had to like calm myself down by getting things done, getting things set up, just focusing on the present, like talking to people. And then just, you know, after a few days, it's like, okay, clearly nothing's progressed. Everything's fine. You're going to be fine. So it's been a lot calmer when it comes to, okay, when am I going into labor? But ultimately, my worst mood is letting go. I think letting go and like surrendering is the hardest thing to do, especially if you're someone with anticipatory anxiety, because you want to plan or you want to just like know what's going to happen or know the day something's happening. I mean, even think about it when we would always talk about travel of like, okay, we know that we're leaving on Friday, so we have to do X, Y, and Z. It's just having that visual up your calendar. And in reality, like, of course I know when I'm going to be 40 weeks pregnant, but like anything could happen up until then. And it's so much stress, like trying to go through all the scenarios in your head and spiraling about like all the bad things that could happen, all the great things that could happen. And ultimately you just don't know. And I do know, like logically and in my heart of hearts, like everything is going to be fine, because we know that ultimately like what's meant to be will be. Surrendering is like the best thing to do, but it's like the moment you get pregnant and you really don't have control over your own body, it's so hard to remember that you have to let go. And so it's been a real big challenge for me. And it's definitely just been my worst mood, in a sense of like, it takes me a while to calm my mind down and to really tell myself, okay, you have to like let go, let God, everything's going to be fine. Cause there's still that little part of me that's like, but I want to know, like, I want to know what's going to happen. I want to know when it's going to happen. And also when you're pregnant, everyone asks you like a million questions. So it's like, how many weeks are you? Like, are you dilated yet? Has this happened to you yet? Do you know how much the baby weighs yet? And it's kind of just like, you know, always kind of calculating like where you're at, people thinking when your delivery date is going to be. be, and most of it's like not annoying. It's as a pregnant person, you want to talk about it because you're like excited, right? It's like, oh my gosh, I'm 33 weeks now. It's like the baby's measuring like this. I'm a human whale and a vessel for new life. It is what it is. Like, you know, it's nice that it's still kind of like about me, because the moment she gets here, it's not about you anymore, which is obviously what we want. But yeah, it still is just kind of like when people are asking you so many questions and trying to like also figure out like when they think you're going to go into labor and all that stuff. It's like you're just in this like waiting game because you're so close and you're just like in the few weeks of like anything could happen. And you have no idea. And then everyone on, you know, even social media is like, oh, well, that happened to me and I still had to be induced at 40 weeks. And then there's other people that were like, oh, that happened to me and I gave labor the next day. And so there's just like no way to kind of quantify or calculate what's going to happen with your pregnancy. And you ultimately have to let go. And just letting go in general, no matter how hard you work on yourself, your relationships, your anxiety, all that stuff, letting go is just always the hardest thing as human beings ever. And so that's why it's just a worse mood in a sense of like it's been a challenge, but I do want to be able to turn it into a best mood, because I think what I really need is to really ground myself and be patient and present, because ultimately, like, this baby is coming out of my body, you know? And I know it sounds so silly, but it's really honestly hard to wrap your head around that, like, this thing that you're kind of anticipating and leading up to in the future, like sometimes it almost just doesn't feel real. So that's kind of why you want to control it, to make sure it like happens the way that you want it to happen, but also just happens in general. And so it's like, ultimately, my baby's gonna come out by my due date, and it might be X date, it might be Y date, it might be like this, it might be like that, but like it's gonna happen. So like, let's just like let go in the meantime. And it's a tough task, but we're gonna try to do it. Our first partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. You guys know I've been a fan of AG1 for years, and I initially gave it a try because I moved from California to the Midwest, and like honestly, there wasn't a lot of green things to drink, at least not at like my fingertips, and I wanted to just feel like I was getting everything in one nice green drink. And you guys know I love the taste of it, and I was just tired of taking like supplements and trying to like figure everything out. Like, my life just changed, so this was like the perfect solution for me. I drink AG1 in the morning before kind of like getting my day going, even before maybe coffee or matcha, or when I used to working out, because it just really makes you feel like, okay, you already completed one major task, because you're covering all your nutritional bases. I mean, it's a foundational nutrition supplement that delivers a comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. AG1 just basically like replaces your multivitamin, but also probiotic, and it's all in one simple drinkable habit. It's perfect for your routine. I know that all of my guy friends also actually love it, because they don't want to be bothered with like all these crazy supplements and pills and routines, and they actually all feel amazing after drinking it. It's like the number one feedback I get for people that start AG1 because of me. So it's like, why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of water and once a day? It's a science-driven formula of vitamins, probiotics, and whole food source nutrients. AG1 is raising the standard for quality in the supplement category, and it helps you build your health foundation first. We're always looking for mood boosters and life upgrades, which is why I've always come to love and trust AG1. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, whole food source ingredients of high quality that give me just major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. I mean, what's not to love? So if you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/mood. That's drinkag1.com/mood, and check it out. It's time to get friendly with my razor again, because we've just kind of like let ourselves go a little bit, but I can still reach my cute little legs. And honestly, there's no better razor out there than the Athena Club razor. Shaving just used to be something that I dreaded, and I just, like I said, I let myself go. But Athena Club's products seriously make it more fun and easy to shave. Also, the razor that I got, because I've used Athena Athena Club before. Such a big fan. Absolutely loved. And it's always like when you move into a new space, like moving into a new apartment, it's like, okay, let's get all the toiletries back on deck. Let's get our everything showers ready to go. And I got this like all matte black razor from them and it looks sick, especially because me and my boyfriend are like sharing a bathroom and I just like everything like neutral and chic. And this razor is absolutely everything. The blade on my old razor just used to get all goopy after a few uses, especially because my boyfriend would drop it in the shower. But I love the water activated serum on Athena Club's razors. There's like just enough of it to soothe you while shaving, but it never gets like gunky on the blade. And like I said, my old razor used to always fall off its holder, but I love the magnetic hook that comes with the Athena Club razors. It's genius and it genuinely keeps my razor from falling everywhere when I open the shower. Unlike my old razor that left my legs dry and dull really quickly, the sharp blades on Athena Club razors are just really gentle on my skin and leave me feeling so moisturized and super smooth. After the first few shaves with my old razor, it just like, it never shaved as well as I wanted it to. I was always trying to switch out the razors, which whoever has enough of those to do. You don't need to worry about that with Athena Club. Seriously, since switching, I've gotten zero razor bumps. The best part is the razor kit is literally only $10 and it comes with two blade heads, a magnetic hook for shower storage, and your choice of handle color. So like I said, I got the matte black, which is absolutely so chic, and I 10 out of 10 recommend. And don't worry, you'll never have to think about the blade refills. Like I said, that's annoying because you get to choose how often you want replacement blades shipped to you, and you can also just find them in Target stores nationwide if you are forgetful like me. They have the most amazing shaving foam that's going to leave your skin soft, hydrated, and smooth for that everything girl shower that you know I freaking love. I love using their shaving foam. It makes me feel like I'm just absolutely perfect angel, sweet little girl. So switch to the better razor and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Get started today by shopping in-store at Target stores nationwide. Just head to the shaving aisle to find the razor kit, cloud shave foam, wax strip, and razor refills. Honestly, I'll be doing that this weekend too. Mood boosters. Mood boosters. How are we boosting our mood this week? Because, you know, sometimes you gotta just take the time to take care of yourself and do things that boost your mood, especially if the worst is outweighing the best, which I wouldn't say it fully was this week, but I did notice that I really let go of all of the simple mood boosters, which is such an easy fix when you realize it. So basically, it's almost like when something happens, it's like I feel paralyzed. Like I feel like I can't focus on anything. I was like, I'm going to the hospital. I'm dilated. I can't think of anything besides that. I'm stuck, you know, and you don't almost realize it right away. And so I realized after a couple days, oh my God, I'm not even doing the simple things that actually really, really help and boost my mood. So always revert to the simple things is like gold star mood boosting in my book, which helped me so much this week, I will say. And so examples of that is literally just waking up, brushing teeth, brushing hair, making bed, getting a little drink treat. Sounds so simple and so obvious, but if you are like really high stressed or really distracted, especially in your head, you will forget to do those things. And they make such a big difference because you're so paralyzed and you're shook. You're like, I don't need to worry about that stuff right now. Like I have other stuff to do. And then you take the literal 5 minutes to do that and your mood is actually boosted and you're like, whoa, wait, what the fuck? So I had to really focus on that this week and it's helped so much because especially when this time is like my body is just changing and I have all these weird symptoms constantly changing as well. It's so nice to kind of do that little bit of self-care and remind myself like this is still really important. Like taking care of myself is still really important. And to not just like let myself go, which is very likely for me to do when it comes to taking care of other people, aka the baby. So it's good practice. Another classic, another simple, switching to matcha instead of coffee, even if it's just a few days, it helps you regulate your nervous system so much. I also just started drinking way more water to make sure that I was getting really, really hydrated. So the caffeine was like getting out of my system because I do need that little boost of caffeine right now, especially third trimester exhaustion is like a real thing that no one really warned me about. And I think that the water and the hydration, I've been mixing it up with some lemon water, starting with the raspberry leaf tea, because that's supposed to really like help get your uterus prepared for labor and like make it strong. And who knows if it's a wives' tale, but it's more like, I wouldn't say like a wives' tale. It's more like a herbal medicine tale. You know what I mean? So, but I mean, everyone kind of really does it. So I've been doing the just low caffeine, so for stress, and doing just kind of mood boosting things that I know, okay, I'm putting these great things in my body to help that prepare for labor, which is a very scary thing and you want to do to the best of your ability. So I just like having those little simple things. It makes me feel like I'm accomplishing something and it boosts my mood. And I love that even, you know, sticking to like the drink theme of the mood booster, dates are something that apparently like help get you like really prepared for labor. And so I started just putting those in my smoothie and making sure I'm getting like a bunch of goodness in the smoothies. And it's also just a mood booster because A, it tastes amazing. And B, I know that I'm like doing the correct thing at this point in my pregnancy. And my last mood booster is small moments of like intentional quality time, because you need the big ones too, but the small ones have been really helpful based on just like how I'm feeling inside my body. And what I mean by that is like, if you live with your partner, it is so easy to just like, you know, kind of see each other and hang out. And it just becomes so casual that it almost like doesn't count as like actually hanging out. You're just like living with each other, right? It doesn't count as like this intentional quality time you set aside to hang out together. And making little moments throughout the day for that has been such a game changer for me, because obviously I love living with my boyfriend and I love like getting to be around him and like seeing him all the time. And just I love living with a partner. I just really do. But still, you need to like kind of still make the intentional commitment to like, I want to do something with you. I want to do something with you. Let's do something together. Like, let's connect. And it could be something as stupid as like, we literally sit and we scroll on his TikTok feed because his algorithm is so weird. But it's like, that's where we're literally spending time together, scrolling, absolutely hysterically laughing. We have all these inside jokes because we just got to this like weirdest side of TikTok. So it's like we're having fun together. And it just happens that it's something kind of silly, like scrolling on TikTok together. But it's because I'm exhausted, ginormous, like can't go outside, anything like that. And it's weirdly more engaging than just watching TV together, because when you're watching a TV show, you're not really like talking during it. But when we're watching TikToks together, we're like making commentary the whole time, like making fun of like whatever's happening on the screen and like laughing and being like, what the fuck? And it's honestly, I think, intentional quality time. And sometimes you just gotta like take what you can get. Like, those are like little moments that seriously boost my mood. I like absolutely love it. I consider it like a really fun thing that we do together. So don't think you have to like romanticize everything in your life to a degree that's unattainable, right? Like, I love romanticizing my life in a sense of intentional quality time can look like getting snacks, getting candy, getting cozy, and like scrolling on TikTok till we feel like we're ready to do something else, because we have a blast. Okay, I want to talk to you guys about what I know is going to be a future mood booster that I already have fully prepared in just the room next door to this podcast. And over 500,000 parents, including me, are using it to help their baby sleep. It's the Dreamland baby weighted sleep sacks and swaddles. It all started with Tara, a mom who couldn't get her baby to sleep. She was exhausted, frustrated, and in search of answers. I mean, go Tara, because I couldn't even imagine like trying to find a solution in that moment. But her solution was to create gently weighted sleep sacks that your baby can safely wear to help them feel calmer, fall asleep faster, and stay asleep longer. It's genius. It's this award-winning, doctor-approved Dream weighted sleep sack that features evenly distributed weight from baby's shoulders to toes that naturally reduces stress, allowing your little one to relax and sleep soundly. I mean, one of my biggest fears is literally that I'm such a stressed person that like I pass that on to my child and she's gonna be stressed, and like this, I'm like already preparing for it. It's just like how like weighted blankets help adults. These are gently weighted sleep sacks that's gonna help your baby feel calm, much like a hug. And they can do anything in the sack, just like they can do in a non-weighted sleep sack. I already washed all of mine with my like baby detergent. It was super easy. I just threw them in the wash, followed the washing instructions, and then did a little like hang dry situation as well in my closet. Well, oh my God, my closet, my baby's closet. Oh my God, is that not just like the cutest thing ever? And I'm just so excited because now we'll have a baby that sleeps and a whole family that sleeps. So I'm so glad that I have this mom invented sleep sack to try out. It's award-winning, doctor approved. So if you have a baby that's having difficulty falling asleep or staying staying asleep, which, I mean, who doesn't? This is a safe, effective product you need. And the best news is they're offering an exclusive discount code to Mood listeners. Just head to dreamlandbabyco.com, use code MOOD at checkout to get 20% off and get the sleep you deserve. You're going to love it. Another thing we're doing to prepare is Green Chef. If you haven't heard of Green Chef, I was recommended to it by other new moms and just friends in general. Green Chef is a certified CCOF meal kit company making eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. So you can choose from 50 plus weekly menu and market items and just discover all these new flavors to support your healthy lifestyle. And this is the number one meal kit for eating clean and feeling your best with all these like delicious nutrition approved recipes, which I really am excited about because I don't just want to like be so stressed and overwhelmed with like a newborn and not have like anything good for me, especially during this time where like my body is recovering available. So this we decided was the best thing for our family. And you can really just get everything you need at Green Market. It's their one-stop shop for nutritious grab and go breakfasts, brunch kits, wholesome lunches, ready to eat snacks, and more. You can easily just add on to your weekly order. You can eat clean the easy way with recipes that help manage your weight and support your wellness goals without skimping on flavor. And with using Green Chef, you're reducing food waste by up to 23% versus grocery shopping. It's so convenient and easy. They're going to deliver everything you need to eat clean with convenient step-by-step recipes and options ready in less than 30 minutes. So you don't even have to think, which we do not want to do. So we're very excited to just have Green Chef show up at the door. Obviously, Matt will be the one cooking unless I like need maybe some quiet time or a mood booster, but I'm really excited. Every Green Chef meal that I've seen my friends make looks absolutely delicious. I'm actually getting hungry just talking about it. And so it's really going to help save us during the first few months of having a new baby and keeping our diets and lifestyles in mind and not just like letting ourselves go, which I think is really important. So you can go to greenchef.com/mood50 and use code mood50 to actually get 50% off plus free shipping, which is an amazing offer for the number one meal kit in eating well. Just go to greenchef.com/mood50 and use code mood50 to get 50% off plus free shipping. My mood for thought this week is clearly all about just like preparing and planning. Like my mood has just been trying to calm myself and clearly trying to let go and not really doing it by thinking through everything in my head. And I feel like this point was kind of lost on Instagram a little bit when I shared it, because I was saying like, has anyone had a birth plan that like there were some good things that they put on it? Because it almost feels like when you're talking to the internet, like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like everyone has a birth plan, but everyone suggests not having one. So it's like, okay, so do you want me to write one out or not? And I decided that I was just gonna fucking do whatever the fuck I wanted because it's my first pregnancy. And I know logically that nothing is going to go according to plan. Like I am not a dumbass that's naive in thinking that like everything is gonna go perfectly the way I plan it. I'm gonna have the perfect birth the way I envisioned it. Like I have never once thought that. When I think about labor and delivery, I think about everything fucking going wrong. So me creating a birth plan was almost this exercise in what would a normal birth look like? And that could be a thing. It was like this calming exercise of, hey, things actually might be okay. Like these are normal things that people prepare for, and just pick how you would want it, your preferences. So I loved that one of you guys messaged me and was like, I prefer the term birth preferences as opposed to birth plan, because I mean, it's like the same thing. You're writing the same thing, but I do like the preferences vibe. It was really, really helpful. And what I did is I kind of like did some Googling about like what should be on a birth plan and stuff, because I also just wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything that I was missing in a sense of like the actual health and safety stuff. Like if they were going to ask me like, oh, do you want to give your baby this shot? And like, I don't know what it is, I guess. And I also just wanted to kind of like make sure I had all these like random little things written out so that I could talk about it with Matt. You guys, this wasn't necessarily for me to like go in and tell the doctors to do and what I want. It's more, was more so a calming exercise for myself, and then an extra level of calming by talking through it with Matt so that he knows how to advocate for me if maybe like I am not in the position to do it myself, from anything from an emergency for just like not functioning. You know what I mean? Because like I'm going to be in pain. So like off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you exactly like what's on my birth plan because it's, like I said, an exercise. It's less about what's actually on it. It was more so preferences because they're going to have my medical history. I obviously am going to like have it written down that Matt is my support partner. Like I'm not expecting any other visitors. I don't know. I just have this like, my main fear is like me being like unconscious, like something like happening to me, like in a serious emergency situation and like Matt having to take over. And so like for me, knowing that he knows what my preferences are if something happens to me is just a feeling of relief and a feeling of support. It's like just having him and I on the same page, like really that communication makes you feel so loved and supported. And like you have your teammate, your partner, and you guys are ready to go. And God forbid anything happens, like at least he knows what to do and what I want so that it's like he has instructions. Not saying that that's going to happen, but I was talking even like, okay, emergency C-section, like, you know, I want him in the room, like he's allowed in the room. But if something happens to me, like I do want him to go with the baby, not stay with me. I want my mom to then come be with me, you know, like divide and conquer. And no one else is allowed to touch that fucking baby besides Matt until I'm allowed to touch her. You know what I mean? Like I've just, that's based off like horror stories and shit. And I think that that kind of like kept me up at night and definitely like stressed me the fuck out, but it's, you know, preparing for the worst, whatever. So writing down these other preferences, like yes, epidural, no medical students, like no episotomy, which is when they like pre-cut your vagina open and apparently is like doesn't really help and it's better to just tear naturally. So that's a preference, right? If they're like, oh my God, the baby is stuck, we need to cut your vagina, I'm not going to be like, nope, I said no episotomy. I'm going to be like, yeah, cut my fucking vagina open. I don't give a shit. But it just was nice to know things that might happen because it's like a learning experience. Like I didn't even know what an episotomy was. I didn't even know what pre-birth chatter was. Like, do you know you like violently like shake and like chatter? Like it looks like you're really, really shivering and it's from, I think, like the epidural or something. It's just, I like to know possibilities. And of course, that's when we get to our worst mood where it's like, okay, now you're going fucking insane. And you're overthinking it too much and like trying to learn too much to where you just gotta like let go and let God. But truly, like writing out all this birth preference stuff really helped me envision a world in which my birth can be very healthy and very happy and very just is what it is. You know, I think I have a lot of fears surrounding it because I just care about my baby's health so much. And I just want her to come out being absolutely beautiful and healthy and happy. And I don't even really care about myself at this point. I mean, obviously, like, I don't want to die, Jesus Christ, knock on wood. But I just want her to come out healthy and happy. And it's like, it keeps me up at night, to be completely honest. So going through and envisioning positive birth stories and birth planning was a really good exercise for me to really accept that everything could actually be fine. Everything could actually be fine. And I'm not tied to any expectations. I'm not tied to any outcomes. Obviously, the only thing I'm tied to is a healthy baby because, like, why wouldn't I be? Like, I know that no matter what, we're going to be okay and we're going to get through it. And yes, I have some preferences. Like, if God forbid I can't get an epidural, like, that will fucking suck. But, like, will I survive? Yeah, no shit. Like, I know I'm a resilient person. I know women are resilient people. And labor happens every single day. So, like, I'm not attached to anything. It's just an exercise in what would a great birth look like? What is a good thing to put in my hospital bag that's actually going to make me feel better? Because if I don't put it in that motherfucking bag, you guys, I will not, like, I will not ask someone to get it for me. I will not say that I need it. I will literally say that I'm fine. When it comes to managing your weight, there's no magic pill, but there is an approach that is backed by science, and that is Noom. I mean, for a lot of people, eating is just genuinely an emotional experience. So when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a psychology-based approach. And we love that here at Mood because everything we know, the head and the body are so related. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the real long term, not just some like little fad that lasts like a few 2 weeks. Their psychology-based approach is going to help you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And the best part is that you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Noom is going to help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings, and it's personalized for you. So their courses are going to be easy to follow and will help you grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. They're going to give you the knowledge and wisdom you need to make informed choices about what you eat. I mean, Noom is just truly changing how the world thinks about weight loss. I know it's something that's on everyone's mind, especially when postpartum is coming up, but we are not going to be doing anything crazy, anything fads. We are going to listen to our body. We are going to be personalized. We are going to be smart and happy. And that's why I love that Noom is available for anyone that needs extra support. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com, to sign up for your trial today. So it's like, you know, you'll get the DMs or you'll get the older ladies being like, you don't need to pack anything. Like, you don't need anything in your hospital bag. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, you'll be fine. And it's like, no, I know that. Like, hello, have we not heard me talk about travel before? Like, I'm a horrible packer. I will forget a toothbrush in the hospital and be like, oh no, it's fine. Like, I don't need one. No one needs to bring me one. I'll just like brush my teeth whenever I get home in a week. Like, that's fucking disgusting, bro. But it's like, that's how my brain works. Like, it's like that paralyzed feeling. Like, does anyone else feel like that? Of like, I don't need to focus on anything. Like, I can manage through. I was talking to my friend who just gave birth to like a month ago, and one friend watched the entire seasons of Kardashians, and the other friend like had all this stuff downloaded on her iPad and phone or whatever, and like couldn't watch a single thing because she was just like focused on like, oh my God, like what is happening? And I feel like I'm kind of more so like that, where I'm just going to be so in it and it's going to be so hard for me to like even be worried about anything around me. So it's another point where it's like, okay, if I pack these things, these are now available for Matt to then help me and force me to use, right? Because or else I'll just be like, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. Like, literally, I will always say that. So let's say, for instance, a bunch of you guys recommended putting in a little like stroller fan because they like clip onto the side and you could put it on the side of the hospital bed. And if I didn't have that in the bag, I would be like, whatever, don't care, I'm fine, don't need it. If it's in the bag, I'd still probably like not like ask for it, but I'd be struggling. And then Matt would be like, okay, let me like here's the fan. And I'd probably like really enjoy it and it'd be really nice, but I'm never gonna like ask for it or like think that I need it, you know, because I'm quote unquote, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. So doing this preference and hospital bag stuff is a very good exercise in seeing that like not everything has to be a struggle. You don't have to just be fine, you could be great. Things can go amazing and you can have preferences and you can have yourself or your support partner or your doula or whoever it is advocate for you and your needs, because you do have a say in how your birth goes to an extent of just how your mood is, like how you're feeling leading up to it, how you're, what mindset you're going into it. And I feel like, of course, we let go, we let God, we don't have, you know, we're not holding the bar of soap so tight, you know, we're not strangling the idea of perfection, but we're going into it as prepared as we can possibly be, which makes us feel great and allows us to be calmer in going into this experience of all these unknowns. I mean, as someone with anxiety, it's like going into an unknown thing is freaking crazy. It's so hard to let go of control. So there's some stuff you can control, and that's just the preparation. Doesn't mean we're going to use all of it. Doesn't mean that it's going to go exactly to plan. That's not the plan. That's not the expectation. It's a coping mechanism and a calming exercise to stay sane and keep my cervix shut for the time fucking being, okay? Do I care if I don't eat the snacks that I packed in my hospital bag? No. Is it going to make me feel better packing them today? Yeah, it is. So I'm going to fucking pack them, Cindy. Thank you guys so much for listening to me rant this week about just another part of pregnancy. We're nearing the end. You guys, we only have a few more episodes left before I go on maternity leave. So you message me on Instagram. You let me know what you want to hear. And I'm just happy to have a place where I can chat with you guys and feel the support. I feel it so much. I love you guys beyond. Make sure to support the podcast by subscribing, sending to a friend, supporting the sponsors, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.